ebbs and flows of this game. We go up 14-0, and then they score 31 consecutive. Mm-hmm. At that point, it could have been easy to fold up the tent. You're down three scores, essentially. What kind of happened from that point forward?
I mean, we only had one thing to do, so, and we knew what we had to do, and that was fight. And I'm proud of those guys. That's exactly what we did.
Basically, everybody who played on the defense side of the ball in this game will play next year. New regime. See what happens from this point forward. What do you guys have to do as players to take the next step defensively?
Just got to mature as a whole, and you know, look at the bad and keep on doing the good. So
10.5 sacks for you—that's Garrett territory. That was your goal. Mm-hmm. From outside looking in, we didn't know if you could do it, but you believe in yourself. What did you learn about yourself during this process?
I mean, I always knew I could play, so I just knew whenever my name was called, I had to take advantage of the opportunity, and I feel like I did a pretty good job doing that.
Hey, Landis, when Wake Forest scored 31 straight points and mm-hmm. took that big lead, why did this team just go ahead and, you know, pack it in or give up at that point?
This is not who we are. No, this is not who we are at all. So, yeah, we were going to fight, period, regardless of what the scoreboard said.
And, again, there's no way you would know this, but what do you suspect Coach Fisher learned about his team watching it today?
You know, he has some gritty guys. Like you said, it would have been easy to fold. I think there was 31-14 in, like, the second quarter. The first half was going by pretty slow. And, you know, yeah, and the scoreboard was looking pretty ugly, but we kept going, kept fighting, kept clawing our way back. So,
what were they doing so well that made them run the ball so effectively?
Well, they just had, in the first half for sure, they had explosive plays. I think they had like a 66-yard run, punt return for a touchdown, a couple of big passes for touchdown. So,
how tough is that, though? I mean, when you're talking about explosive plays, kind of the in-between, you got pressure on the quarterback, mm-hmm. stopped some runs, but you also gave us some of those explosive plays. It seems like that's kind of what you got to sew up to be a good defense, right?
Yeah. Defense. It's hard. Of course, you know, when you're almost there for the sack or whatever. But that's just all a part of the game. So, just got to go out there and play the next play.
Pretty sure if this holds, you'll lead the SEC in sacks this year. Would that mean a lot to you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be pretty cool, but you know, the season's over with. So, this whole season's in the past now. So, now we're looking forward to next season.
Did that give you a springboard for 2018?
Absolutely. I got to go out there and do better, so.
Is it frustrating, you know, for a guy like Kirk, you know, never to win a bowl game if he ends up leaving? I mean, how frustrating is it that y'all weren't able to get that done?
I'm pretty sure it's frustrating for him. I know I want to win one, so, and I'll be back here next year to do so.